Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oh, I don't know, oranges perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, oh, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric Metaxas.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, thanks. Hey, folks, today we're going to talk about something that's going to interest a lot of people. I think you may be one of them. You may even be two of them, for all I know. We're going to be talking with Jeremy Tate. He's the founder and president of something called the Classic Learning Test, and he's right here. Jeremy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric.
Listen, you come highly recommended. We have a mutual friend in Bernadine Clark. I knew her as Bernadine Connolly before she married her husband Mark Clark, and anytime, you know, there's certain friends that when they say, hey, you should have so-and-so want to talk about this, I listen with all my ears, because I value Bernadine Connolly Clark so much. And she was telling me about what you did, and this just sounds like something totally up my alley. So the Classic Learning Test puts itself forward as a new alternative to the SAT and ACT. I know nothing about this world. Yeah. I took the SAT, and I crushed it. I got double 900s on that test. No one's ever done that before. But, you know, for somebody who doesn't know anything about the world of testing, how do you find yourself creating an alternative to the SAT and the ACT? And how is that even possible?
Yeah.
How did you get here?
Yeah, it's a great question, Eric. I love the show. I'm really honored to be on it. Bernadine's been great, and Bernadine's part of our academic board, and so I think CLT has tried to come out and lock arms with educators around the country who have wanted something like this for a long time. And, you know, at the face of it, we would think, what could be more boring than standardized testing? Who wants to talk about standardized testing? Who wants to take a standardized test? But the reality is that SAT and ACT are the two most powerful drivers of curriculum in the U.S.
Okay, stop right there. You said that before, and it kind of clicked. When you say that, it opens up a whole world. In other words, it's not just a test. You are telling me that those tests sort of have this backward ripple effect into driving curriculum, so that in high schools across the United States of America, because of those tests, the curriculum is changed to help students prepare for those tests. And I think you're saying not in a great way.
Yep.
Okay.
In a bad way, for sure. And what we're talking about at its core is a philosophy of education. Is the purpose of education, is it to make people just employable, or is it the cultivation of virtue, that the human child would flourish?
Virtue? Is that still an English word? Do people still use that word?
That's right. You know, it is out of the lexicon, but what I think every parent in America wants is that their son or daughter goes to school and comes back better, comes back more honest, more trustworthy, more responsible. So I think even though that language sometimes kind of lives in this classical education world, it's something that appeals to every parent for sure.
Well, that's what's funny. I mean, I remember when I had the privilege of doing some writing for VeggieTales, I thought, you know, ostensibly this is something created for people who are very serious about God or church. But what parent does not want his kids to be more honest and to, yeah. to care about others and all of these virtues that I would say virtually everyone has in common.
Yeah.
And you realize that these are the things we at some point have ceased to discuss in education. And I would argue that's one of the reasons I want to have you on is that you really cannot get an education if you're not dealing with virtue. You just can't really teach much. There's nothing to teach except yep. skills.
Yeah. And kids are bored out of their mind as well. I remember one of the early ideas with CLT, I was coming at myself from the world of youth ministry and Young Life. And so I was an early teacher. And I was trying to connect with some students during an advisory class that were bored, kind of checked out, and they were complaining about how meaningless school was. And I was trying to make the case, no, school's not meaningless. And, you know, think about all the great ideas, all the great questions. You know, why are we here? Why do we exist? And she said something like, you know, we don't ever study any of those questions.
Ever.
And it's not on the SAT, so why would it matter? That was her response. And it was the first, I was like, what is she talking about? It's not on the SAT. And then I thought, wow. You know, I knew her parents had given her the big 4-inch SAT prep book, and there was nothing there that, of any transcendental idea, any philosophy, theology, religious text, anything higher than this kind of this meaningless utilitarian end.
Okay, that's really sick and disturbing, but unfortunately it's true. I guess that's why it's sick and disturbing. It's a simple fact that something happened roughly in the 60s where the vocabulary of virtue and honor and dignity and right and wrong and meaning went out of the mainstream culture.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. I mean, movies began to give us anti-heroes. The Vietnam War and Watergate made everybody sort of cynical about authority in general. And it really has had a tremendously pernicious effect. And so the results are here. Kids are now going to school. They're not learning any of this stuff. And then they're studying for an exam that's going to test them on whether they know the meaning of the word predilection or if they know what surge is, as in surge suit or whatever. It's going to all these little things, nothing to do with meaning and yeah. why we're here on the planet.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's gotten worse. You know, when you took the SAT late 70s, early 80s?
1949. Yeah. No, I took the SATs in the late 70s, yeah.
Yeah. That was a good test. So back then it was an aptitude test, which the good thing about an aptitude test...
It's changed?
It's completely changed.
Uh-oh.
It's a completely different test. It has the same name. And so back then it was an aptitude test. There were analogies on it, logic questions. There's not one analogy on the SAT anymore.
Are you kidding?
Not one.
Why?
And so what happened is, so 2010, the SAT had a long history of changing. Basically, ACT launches in 1959, and they come out of the gate saying, aptitude testing isn't fair. You should test kids on what they're taught in the classroom. Well, the question then is, well, which classroom? Is this a Jewish school, a classical school, a Montessori school, a public school? But that message of that ACT was hammering away with, that this should be an achievement test, was effective. And so by late 2009, 2010, ACT was inching up, surpassing College Board, as the most popular college entrance exam in the country. And then when 2010, after kind of the market collapses, a lot of colleges were struggling to fill seats. And they started to see SAT and ACT as a barrier to college entry. And so a lot of colleges started going test optional. And when colleges started going test optional, SAT and ACT, worried about kind of their market diminishing, started working with lobbyists on the ground to get legislation passed at the state level that would require every student to take an SAT or ACT as a graduation requirement. So that meant that SAT and ACT started doing battle over the big state contracts. College Board's contract with Illinois alone is a $60 million contract. And the best way for them to position themselves for these big state contracts was to be Common Core aligned, to reflect the law of the land. And so they aligned with Common Core, which, as you may know, is anti-fiction, anti-classics, and a further dumbing down of American education.
Wasn't Jeb Bush pro, what's it called, Core?
Common Core.
Common Core.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's kind of a freaky thing because most people don't have time to even understand what is happening here.
Yeah.
Common Core has been presented to me as a bad thing, but I could hardly talk about exactly why it's a bad thing. I guess one of the things I would say is the federal government ought not to be in the business of education. It ought to be left to states and to localities. It's got nothing yeah. to do. How dare the federal government tell me how to educate my kids? How dare they? That's as bad as them telling me where I can worship or where I can go. This is at the very heart of my life. of what I believe in and what I think my daughter should learn. And when the federal government gets involved, even at best, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, that's well said. Yeah.
Well, since you're my guest, you could say more than that.
Yeah, it's been bad that the states made the move to Common Core, and I think the definitive book on Common Core that I would recommend to all your listeners, Terrence Moore, a book called The Story Killers, which is a great
The Story Killers,
and it's really an exhaustive investigation into what led up to Common Core, how this all happened,
okay,
and really what is at the heart. And Dr. Moore makes the case that the standards were written in a way in this kind of cryptic English, you know, bureaucratic language to make it where nobody in their right mind would want to actually read it.
Hang on right there, folks. We are talking right now to Jeremy Tate, founder and president of the Classic Learning Test. Very important. Stick around.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Spring is in the air, and with over 15 million windows covered and more than 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice to refresh your home. Every order gets free samples, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to Blinds.com now to transform your home. Get an extra $20 off already discounted prices with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions apply.
One of these nights, one of these crazy old nights.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Jeremy Tate. He is the founder and president of the Classic Learning Test, which is a new alternative to the SAT and ACT. Thank the Lord. I'm excited about this, Jeremy. This is we're talking about a lot of stuff that's so close to my heart. It's really a challenge for me to know where to start and how to shut up, because this is at the heart of what I talk about. When I give any speech, practically, I talk about how when I got to Yale, for example, and that's how our mutual friend Bernadine Clark, she and I met, in a place where they ceased long before we got there in the 80s. But they ceased to ask the big questions because they had come to the conclusion that there are no answers to the big questions and that the search for meaning is a fool's errand. There is no meaning, but we don't want to talk about that too much because it's really depressing. So we're just going to focus on talking about the little stuff that you can talk about. And when anybody asks about what's the meaning of life, why am I here, you know, what is good, what is evil, is there a God, can we know, does science disprove God, how does all that work? They avoid all of that utterly because they're embarrassed and ashamed and they don't want to lose money from alumni who'll get upset. So they totally avoid this stuff. But it goes backwards into high school. As you said, it's affected the SAT and the ACT have affected this. So we're no longer teaching the stuff that used to be for centuries at the very heart of all education. You're trying to change that.
Absolutely. I think CLT is a small part of a much bigger movement. You know, some people can call it the classical renewal movement. I think it's even bigger than that, of people waking up and saying, wait a minute, we've been experimenting with education for 60 years now, and it's getting worse and worse. My grandparents and great-grandparents had a better academic formation than my kids are getting. What were they doing? And how can we recover some of that? And that's happening really rapidly right now.
Well, it's interesting because it's so obvious when you go back to the McGuffey reader or any of this stuff, you just think, what the heck happened? Like, they're teaching children things that high school seniors aren't getting. Mm-hmm. What happened to America? You know, people didn't get dumber. What happened? Mm-hmm. And it has to do with educational philosophy.
Yeah.
So what do you this test? I mean, if people want to find out more about you or the Classic Learning Test, where would they go? I always want to start there.
Yeah. So CLTexam.com is our website. And really, there's not an exhaustive amount of information about it, because what we want people to do is pull up the practice test and to consider this hypothetical as well. Of what if the SAT and ACT were requiring students to demonstrate some level of fluency with the great books, with philosophy, with classical literature, with religious texts even? How would that revolutionize American education overnight? So when you look at a CLT, you'll see Aristotle. You'll see C.S. Lewis, Flannery O'Connor, even Nietzsche and Darwin as well. Thinkers that have stood the test of time and that are truly worthy of a student's attention.
Well, so this is pretty key, because I would argue that if we can change education a little bit, we're going to change America a lot. Mm. I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It, which I have to give you before you leave here today. But this is what struck me just a few years ago. I realized that in a decent public school education, I had not gotten the basics of what we're talking about, because it was in the 70s, basically. Yep. And then you go to a place like Yale, and if you've picked up a little of this stuff, you are untaught any of that stuff at a place like Yale and in most universities today. And it struck me just a few years ago that if I've missed this, pretty much everybody in my generation and younger has missed this. And if you don't know these things, America and the kind of self-government, the liberty that the founders created goes away. It does not. We don't keep the republic just by hanging out. We have to understand these things, and we're not teaching any of these things in the school. And it goes right back to what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, one of my experiences, I went to a seminary before launching Classic Learning Test, and I think even a quick interaction with the founding fathers or with previous generations shows you how different current contemporary education is from what it has been for two millennia.
Right.
And this idea that the main thing we're doing is trying to cultivate virtue in young people, that they would become responsible. I think for a lot of even public school teachers today, they might not be sure what to say if they were asked, is it your job to teach a young person to be honest? And I think we've
think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't settle on honesty as a virtue, you are like, you know, that's like stage 12 cancer. It's over. Yeah. I mean, because there's nothing more fundamental. We're not talking about sexual ethics and the details of that. We're talking about something really basic,
yeah.
Honesty. And they seem afraid, educators, to go there.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I think the innovation and experimentation is where the energy has been for 60 years. And it's just now that we're having a groundswell of people who are saying, wait a minute, we have done education well as a people. And that was a long time ago. And we need to go back and at least glean everything that was good and right from them. And then maybe whatever wasn't right, you know, we can do some reform. But I think the age of experimentation, I think, is coming to an end. And I think there are more and more parents who are pulling their kids out of the mainstream public schools, and they want something better and richer and more grounded than what's currently being offered.
And this is why so many people are going to classical schools, classical Christian schools around the country.
It's incredible. You had maybe a couple of years ago, David Goodwin, who's president of the Association
right.
of Classical Christian
right.
Schools, on the show. And their organization has swelled more than 100,000 students, classical conversations, 130,000 homeschool students across the country now.
Right.
The homeschool movement, the classical renewal movement, but I think just a return in general to more traditional forms of education, it's happening quick.
Well, it's funny. As I was going through this process of re-educating myself, one of the things I realized, and it's led me to write a lot of the books that I've written, is that we've ceased – when you cease to teach virtue and you cease to teach the virtues and any idea of morality and that kind of thing, you then cease to be able to say what is right and wrong or what is good and evil. You don't even talk in those terms or those categories. And therefore, you're not able anymore to talk about the heroic.
Yeah.
And so you can't say George Washington was a great man, emulate him, because people right away say, well, he was a slaveholder and he this and that. We have no ability to hold people up and to say this was a great life. It wasn't perfect, but it was great. Emulate
yeah.
it. In a funny way, you know, going back to Plutarch, this is at the heart of humanity, is that
yeah.
you look at people who present something that you say, I want to aspire to that. And so in a way, we've created an entire culture where people, it's like a giant shrug. I don't want to aspire. I don't want to work hard. I don't want to.
Yeah.
We feel uncomfortable, at least in the academic establishments that we're talking about, except for classical schools and Christian schools. They feel fundamentally uncomfortable with that concept.
Yeah. History without heroes is unsustainable, which is why we've had a movement away from history altogether. We call it social studies now.
Ow.
And students are bored. Students love heroes. Children love heroes. They love stories. And that's what's been removed. That's what we're hoping to bring back.
Okay, so in a free market, as we have in America,
yes.
where we also have general freedom, we have freedom of religion, we have freedom of speech, we have a free economy, it seems to me that people can vote, as people sometimes say, people can vote with their feet. They can go to other schools where they are getting this stuff. Parents are beginning to wake up and say, I demand that my kid get a great education.
Yeah.
You cannot shunt him off to this school. I want to send him to this school or to this school. What do you say to
yeah.
that?
You know, I love your reference to kind of the freedom we have. And I think the reason CLT so far has been successful is because, you know, we always say in the office, we want to be the Chick-fil-A of standardized testing. We want to be.
Want to be the Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Are you
going to
have like awesome like waffle fries? Like what would be the?
That's the goal. That's
yeah.
the goal. And But we think we can do that with content, better content than College Board or ACT is putting in front of students, but also just a better student experience as well. And, you know, when we launched this, parents, people told us there's no possible way anybody can get in the arena and compete with Goliath and Goliath. ACT
yes,
and
ACT and SAT are they're gigantic.
Yeah.
But the good news is they're evil. And therefore, no, I mean, I say that because when you're talking about Goliath, let's face it, Goliath was the bad guy. And goodness wins in the end. And so I think once people begin to see that SAT and ACT, I mean, I want to say this maybe because you can't. These are private organizations. They are not in business to bless your kids.
Yeah.
They're in business to bless their shareholders.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
In other words, they are not accountable to anybody but their shareholders, and their shareholders, most of them, couldn't care less what they're doing to make the money. And so here you have them paying lobbyists, doing whatever they have to do. Who suffers? How about like America? That's I mean, this is big stuff.
And it is, you know, somehow College Board is still an ACT. They use their nonprofit status to, you know, kind of deter this indictment that they are all about a bottom line, which is at the end of the day, they are all about a bottom line. And I think we've seen that in the profit gains just over the past 10 years. College Board has gone from $500 million to a $1 billion empire, with the CEO sometimes making upward of $1 million per year.
We're going to have to stop there before smoke comes out of my ears. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Jeremy Tate, the founder and president of the Classic Learning Test. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around. There's something called Angel Tree Camp. They reach out to the kids of prisoners. It is so beautiful. These kids can get out of a bad environment and go to a beautiful camp, Christian environment for a week. For $200, you can send one of these kids to Angel Tree Camp. I recommend it very highly, and I'm asking you, whatever you can give, doesn't matter. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please be generous. God bless you.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Debate has resumed ahead of a House Judiciary Committee vote to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. This comes after the Justice Department rejected House Democrats' demands for a fuller version of Robert Mueller's report and other documents. Iran has set a 60-day deadline for world powers to renegotiate the terms of its 2015 nuclear deal. Due to tensions in the region, a U.S. aircraft carrier and bombers are now headed to the Middle East. An Alabama legislative committee has advanced a near-total ban on abortion, but added an exception for rape and incest. A stretch of interstate highways in northwestern Missouri is open again for the first time since floodwaters shut it down in March. Interstate 29 reopened today to the Iowa state line. This is SRN News.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542. And I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And I'm talking to Jeremy Tate. Jeremy, you're the head of the Classic Learning Test. And again, what's the website?
CLTExam.com.
CLTExam.com. That's easy enough. All right. We're talking about the Goliaths of the ACT and the SAT. They seem to be You know, they've got the market share. Nobody would dream of going up against them. They seem to be almost, you know, like part of the federal government. And then you're telling me that they're spending tons of their money, and they got a lot of money, to lobby state legislatures so they can say, we want to be mandatory when people get it. And look, it's wrong for at least one reason. In America, where we have a free market, you should have a choice. People don't get a choice. With you, we're beginning to get a choice.
Yeah. And the new iterations of the SAT and ACT, and again, both aligned with the Common Core standards. CLT has come in and said, look, if you're a public school student, that's probably a good thing. These tests are going to be more reflective of a public school curriculum, academic formation. But for everybody else, and especially for everyone who removed their kids from the public school specifically because of the Common Core, why would they then still need to be evaluated by a Common Core-based standard? I think common sense is so heavily on the side, I think, of what CLT is doing. And trying to kind of blow a whistle and say, we've experimented with education long enough in America. Let's go back to a better time, look at previous generations, what they did well, and try to use the same kind of source material that we use to evaluate students.
Well, so I guess, you know, to play devil's advocate, if not enough people are using this new test or taking this new test, how do colleges begin to account for it? In other words, wouldn't most colleges already say, oh, you've got to take the ACT or the SAT, and they're not even going to mention the CLT because they don't know about it, or it's too confusing, or there's no incentive for them? Why should they care?
Yeah, so we've been adopted at 150 colleges, including Hillsdale, King's College here in New York. They're a very close CLT partner college. So for the colleges, SAT and ACT also function as an enrollment engine as much as anything else. And so as more and more students are starting to take the CLT, colleges, even now colleges that are not missionally aligned, are saying, wait a minute, if we don't add CLT as an option, there's no way we're going to get those applicants.
And here's the scary thing. I can say this. You can't say this. I know, because I travel the country talking to many groups. Basically, students that get a classical education and students who are homeschooled are infinitely better prepared for college and life than those who aren't classically educated or homeschooled. And if people don't know that, you know, I'm here to tell you, I've noticed this. It's a dramatic thing. Yeah. And so it seems to me that colleges and universities, if they want to get the best students, they're going to have to play ball. They're going to have to open up to the CLT exam. Yeah. Otherwise, they won't get these students. And they'd be fools, frankly, to not want these students.
Yeah, these students have some of the highest retention rates. They're standouts on campus. They're participating in class. They're leading debates. These are not the kids who are getting, you know, arrested drunk on the campus lawn at 3 in the morning.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, because we don't want to judge if that's your value system. Yeah. Okay. Well, so this is kind of cool. So you're in 150 schools. You mentioned Hillsdale and King's College, both of which are at the very top of my list for places that I would want kids to know about and to go. I would add Liberty to that list. Is Liberty?
Liberty's on board. Thomas Aquinas, a Catholic Great Books College in California. So the number has grown and grown. This year we will surpass in May 20,000 students for a single year for test takers. And so word has started to really get out about CLT. And as that's happening, and it's really not because of us. I think CLT has built on the work that so many started doing in the early 90s with this recovery, the beginning of this renewal movement. But even with CLT, it's been homeschool moms at the end of the day. I can't tell you the number of times I've talked to a college VP of enrollment that says, the only reason we're talking right now is because I've gotten 10 phone calls from homeschool moms this week about CLT. And I feel like I have to adopt it at this point. I feel like I have no other choice, as I say. That's great.
Well, I mean, I think we have to use our voices, and I mean that literally and metaphorically. We have to speak up, and we have to demand what's right. And I think that there's no question in my mind that what you are doing with the CLT exam is the right thing for America. It's not just the right thing for people who think the way we do. Generally speaking, it's a good thing. And if we're worried about competing in the world today, you know, we have to do something. We're no longer, you know, kicking the tail of the world the way we were like in the 50s and 60s. Suddenly, we are a little bit behind.
Yeah. Yeah. The only end of kind of mainstream education right now, the only end is college and career. And the irony with that is when the obsession is entirely on college and career readiness, you end up with future employees who are actually less employable. But when education is focused on the higher goal, again, of focusing on the cultivation of virtue, the flourishing of the human person, you end up with really employable people as well, as a side effect.
It's almost funny, isn't it? Like, virtue matters. Hey, who knew that virtue matters? Maybe we should teach it in the schools.
That's right. And in the current context with the admission scandal, the news breaking over the past month, I think trial in Boston just yesterday, I think it was a really good wake-up call for where is America right now with the mainstream educational establishment. What do we value?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the thing, is that we've ceased to have that discussion. We've ceased to be able to say, this is wrong, this is right, stealing is wrong, lying is wrong, bribing is wrong, corruption is wrong. We're going to be right back, folks. To add to that list, I'm talking to Jeremy Tate. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the
game. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I should have mentioned earlier, we have guests in our studio audience. Albin, we've dreamed of this day, to have a studio where we could have guests and there's no roaches, there's no rats. It's a bright day. It's a bright day. So I want to say that today we have Victor and Whitney Miller, who are old friends, except now they live in Idaho. I was going to say old friends from Connecticut who now live in Idaho. Can anything good come out of Idaho? Yeah? Okay. And then we have Ramin and Caroline Solahi from England right over here. I just love this. This just thrills me. We have guests from England and Idaho, and of course, Jeremy Tate is from the Maryland area, right? You do live in Maryland, right?
Yeah, and CLT is headquartered in downtown Annapolis, right by St. John's College and the Naval Academy.
Okay, and you have your daughter celebrating her 13th birthday. We won't mention that because she'd be embarrassed. As a 13-year-old, we don't want to mention that. And yesterday we had our friends, the Saxons, here. So it's kind of a cool thing that we get to have friends come visit the studio sometimes. We're talking about education in America, the classic learning test. So what do you recommend to people? I mean, they're just listening to this program. Maybe the kids are in public school. If you're in public school, could you take this test anyway?
Absolutely. We wanted to create something that was not hyper-classical. There's no Greek or Latin on the CLT.
What?
That's right.
I know. There's people that will complain about that. Yeah, I'm not one of them.
We've been called classical light at times. But what we want to do is we want to point students to higher texts and enduring ideas, texts that have stood the test of time that we think are truly worthy of their attention. I think doing that is what we want to do is cut down on this crazy prep industry and the prep world, which we haven't talked a lot about yet. But you can talk about the size of the SAT or ACT. What we saw in the admission scandal as well is that there's a multi-billion-dollar industry kind of around them of SAT and ACT prep, which I was a part of for a couple of years before launching CLT.
Well, the Kaplan books, right?
Kaplan books, yeah. Kaplan is actually officially partnered with the ACT now. It's dirty.
This is scary stuff.
Yeah.
This is like money. This is where money is bad because it just influences things in the wrong way. I guess, so if people say, I want to take the CLT or I want my kids to take the CLT or my daughter is in seventh grade or eighth grade, or can they take practice tests? Can we shift our curriculum in our classical school or in our homeschooling test for this? Maybe they don't need to because they're already doing the right thing in those places.
You know, we get that. We'll connect with the head of school who says, you know, we don't really do a classical curriculum. And we say, well, if you're drawing from something old and timeless from a tradition, we think that they're going to do great on the CLT. It's going to be a better experience. What we did though is we also combined better content with same day results for students. And so
same day results
for students.
This is like Chick-fil-A. It's like instant fast food. I've never heard of that. I remember waiting weeks to get my SAT scores.
We've had the technology now for 20 years. So students who take the CLT, they register online. They go to a testing site near them. It's proctored in the same way as an SAT or ACT, but proctors are viewing the screens. They hit submit. They go home. 3 or 4 hours later, they can log in and get their score and send that to any college for free. CLT doesn't nickel and dime them the way College Board does.
Nickel and dime them. That's an unfortunate verb, but it's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, I would guess that part of what's happened to the whole country, to our detriment, which has happened to our educational system, has to do with political correctness. In other words, when you assert that there are old books and old ideas that are worthy of retention, there are many people who say, no, those ideas are bad ideas because they're old ideas. We've got these progressive new ideas. It's a kind of utopianist scheme which I know is ridiculous, but there are people who buy into this, that we've got to teach our kids Chinese history and African history, because if we don't, we're pretending as though our history is more important. And I would say, yeah, it's more important because this is where we live and because we're part of the West. It doesn't mean we want to be ignorant of those things. But the idea that, you know, that African oral literature would be on par with Shakespeare or with Virgil, or it becomes ridiculous. But we're dealing with this now, aren't we?
Absolutely. And I think we saw on CNN not long ago where somebody listed the West with white supremacy and a few other, is this, these things just all equated? And I saw Shapiro's book coming out, which I haven't read yet.
Ben Shapiro, yeah.
Yeah. And the value of this tradition, it's not to say that it's a perfect tradition, but there's value and there's timelessness in it that we do away with to our detriment, for sure. And the hyper-focus of College Board and ACT as well has been global citizenship. So you take the test, SAT practice test, and you're reading passages from all over the world. And what students don't have often is any kind of culture or tradition to call their own. They've had a little glimpse into everything, but they're not drawing. One of the kind of the foundational articles that CLT was kind of born out of, Patrick Deneen, a Notre Dame professor, wrote How a Generation Lost Its Common Culture. And he talks about this kind of generation of know-nothings where the students are polite and kind and sweet, but they've never been kind of this whole idea that education is fundamentally a passing down of a rich intellectual inheritance from one generation to the next has been wholly lost. And we see that with the students who seem to be just kind of floating adrift.
I have to say, I mean, you're touching on stuff. It's painful to talk about because it's so important, and we've fallen so far. But what you just said in my book, If You Can Keep It, I always refer to these books because this is kind of like how I process things, right? I came to the realization that there is a time in every healthy culture, not American culture, every healthy culture, where you pass on the best of that culture. Mm-hmm. Now, I got that a lot from the Greek culture, because growing up in the Greek Orthodox Church and going to a Greek parochial school and attending a Greek church growing up, You get the best of the Greeks. So they're proud of March 25th, 1821. They declare independence from the Ottoman Empire, and they celebrate that, right? They celebrate the best. They celebrate the best poetry and the best songs and the best history and the heroes, Kolokotronis and all these other people. They celebrate that. And every healthy culture celebrates what's good. And by celebrating what's good, very specifically, in a way, you're celebrating the good. You're helping teach about goodness and love and truth. That's something we used to do in America. When we come back, I want to talk more about that because I think it's at the heart of the larger conversation. Folks, we're talking to the founder and president of the Classic Learning Test, Jeremy Tate. You can go to the classiclearningtest.org.com.
CLTexam.com.
CLTexam.com. We'll be right back.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Debate has resumed in the House Judiciary Committee, the committee moving to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt after the Justice Department rejected House Democrats' demands for a fuller version of Robert Mueller's report and other documents. The contempt vote will be coming shortly. Committee Ranking Member Doug Collins says Democrats are still upset over how this investigation turned out.
Democrats are angry. The special counsel's report did not produce the material or collusions they expected to pave their path to impeaching the president. I feel compelled to remind everyone the report found, despite offers to do so, no one from the Trump campaign knowingly conspired with the Russian government.
President Trump has asserted executive privilege to withhold the Mueller materials from Congress. Iran setting a 60-day deadline for world powers to renegotiate the terms of its 2015 nuclear deal. Due to tensions, U.S. aircraft and bombers are headed to the Middle East. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
We're talking with Jeremy Tate, founder and president of the Classic Learning Test. I was just ranting, Jeremy, about how the inability to celebrate what's best in a culture is a fundamental sickness that's affected the West.
Yep.
And when we don't teach our kids George Washington was great, Paul Revere was great, Nathan Hale was great, Benjamin Franklin was great, Abraham Lincoln was great, and here's why they were great. Yep. If you don't teach your kids that, you're dead.
Yep.
They have nothing. They don't have a common history. I think of things that would have been taught in high schools 80 years ago. Paul Revere's ride. Everybody would memorize, listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. All of that stuff was part of a common culture. And as you're saying, we've kind of globalized things and we've given our kids a confused nothingness that they hardly know who they are. Yep. Or what they are, or what they have in common with their fellow Americans, or what that even means to be an American.
Yeah. You know, Eric, an image that sticks in my head, a couple of years ago, I was at a bar mitzvah for a friend. And at one point, the parents passed on physically the Torah, which was actually a massive scroll, physically passed the Torah from them to their daughter. And it was this beautiful image of that. And I thought, that is education. It is this fundamental passing down of this rich intellectual and cultural inheritance from one generation to the next.
Right.
But there is nothing to pass down currently in the educational establishment. There is nothing to pass down.
Well,
and that's what's got to be recovered.
That's the horror. In other words, that I think that, you know, when I was at Yale, what did we talk about around the dining room table? What we had in common? What did most of us have in common? The sitcoms we watched. It's a fascinating thing that what are we teaching? We no longer have songs in common, really. I mean, there used to be a history of folk songs and things. And you see this in other cultures. I mean, you see this increasingly less so, but still in other cultures and other countries, they have those kinds of things. They haven't destroyed those things. We in the West, and especially in America, have some of the best, some glorious things. And if we don't retain them, we can never share them with our kids, with our grandkids. And then even beyond that, with the rest of the world, we have these beautiful things that we want to share with the world.
Yeah.
Well, what is your plan? I want to do another show with you, but what is your plan right now for the Classic Learning Test? In other words, how do we make the biggest impact with this?
Yeah. You know, again, we have spread by word of mouth. It's been a lot of fun, especially as we were told out of the gate that CLT had, you know, no hope of going against Goliath and Goliath. But it's really been this incredible grassroots movement that CLT has plugged into, where connecting directly with parents and with students and explaining American education is sick right now. And the reason why, when you look at who controls it, there's no focus on the student. There's no focus on why we educate in the first place. And it's been incredible that we've been able to overcome obstacles by the support we've gotten from like-minded people like yourself, and I think a lot of your listeners as well. And so that's what it's been. It's been a lot of fun. I go to work every day, and my job's to cause trouble. And it's fun to kind of play the role of disruptor.
Yeah.
And we love, you know, that we can take shots at College Board and ACT. And
well, I love the fact that when Goliath goes down and Goliath goes down, you get to cut off two heads. That is pretty awesome. We're out of time in this hour. I'd like to do another show with you folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I am, of course, talking to Jeremy Tate, CLTExam.com. I think you should check it out, CLTExam.com. Thanks for listening, Jeremy. Thanks for being my guest.
All right, thank you, Eric.
Just all right, oh yeah.